It's an adoption deep dive, taking a closer look at practices in Hawaii and Arkansas affecting the Micronesian community. Our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat are launching Season 3 of the Offshore podcast that also airs here on HPR. Jessica Terrell joins us this morning and shares more behind the story of the blood calls. Morning, Jessica.
Morning, Catherine.
So our listeners may not know, but there's a large Micronesian community in Arkansas, partly because a lot of folks work there at the Tyson Chicken Plant.
Yeah, there is. It's actually, I think, a larger population of people from the Marshall Islands than in Hawaii now. So it's a very big community.
And so tell us about this series that you're launching.
So adoptions from the Marshall Islands were a big issue in Hawaii in the early 2000s. A lot of women being flown to Hawaii and put up in houses here under what at the time was, you know, somewhat questionable circumstances. But the adoptions, and a lot of them are very good and above board, but questionable adoptions have sort of followed the Marshallese community to Hawaii and now to Arkansas. So we're taking a dive at that and following a young man who is looking for his birth family.
Right. And the number of adoptions is really high compared to the population on those small islands.
Yeah. In the late 90s, the Marshall Islands had one of the highest per capita adoption rates in the world. Something like 500 children were adopted from there in just a couple of years, which is a very small population. And there are no real statistics for the number of adoptions happening today. It's a small number in Hawaii, but it looks like there may be a significant number every year still happening in Arkansas.
And so the concern is these adoptions are happening at a very fast clip, and there are lots of cultural issues behind these adoptions, correct?
Yeah, so in the Marshall Islands, adoption normally isn't closed. People stay in contact with their birth family. And we're talking, again, it's a very country of maybe 68,000 people. And so the Marshallese government really wants to make sure that when adoptions happen, that these children have the ability to reconnect with their culture and also to find out who their birth families are. So that's kind of what people are working for. And a lot of adoption agencies are doing that now. But there are still some things that appear to be slipping through the cracks.
Okay. And it is really a long ways away from the Marshall Islands to Arkansas.
Yeah. And also to Florida, where this young man that we're following grew up. I mean, the question of how you even get in touch with people back home and find out how you start this search, you know, I think was one of his big challenges. But you'll get to follow along with that in the series.
All right. Thanks, Jessica. Looking forward to hear more about this. That was reporter Jessica Terrell with today's reality check. To read the full story, visit civilbeat.org.